Keshmarag Cultural Heritage Guide. The town of Keshmarag ranks among the greatest treasures of Spish region. A beautiful natural scenery with the magnificent high Tatra mountains at the back, magical street corners, architectural gems, inexhaustible source of mysterious stories and destinies of those who have imprinted a memorable seal onto this town. Keshmarag lies in the Poprad River Valley at the altitude of 700 meters. Its western and northwestern part is surrounded by the High Tatras and the Bilansky Tatra Mountains Massif, eastern part by the Levocha Mountains and its northern part by Spiska Magura. Keshmarag is the seat of the district and one of many Spish centers of cultural life and tourism in the Tatras area. The town covers the area of 2,438 hectares. About the history. The existence of man in this area is dated back by historians to the Middle Paleolithic, 250,000 to 35,000 BC. This conjecture is also supported by some well-preserved archaeological finds. The town history began well before 1251, the year when the three autonomous settlements with their churches existed there. St. Michael's settlement was situated above the actual railway station. It belonged to the oldest medieval settlements in the present area of Keshmarag. For many years, various archaeologists and explorers strove to investigate the settlement, but it was only in 1987 when a few enthusiastic archaeologists succeeded in uncovering the foundations of the St. Michael Church in its graveyard. A valuable numismatic collection comprised one part of the already mentioned archaeological finds. The church was built in the 12th century in Romanesque style. Judging from the church's location, offering a good view on its surrounding area, we might infer there was once an observation post. Its inhabitants kept watch on the trading route spanning the southern part of Poland. Despite many efforts, the church's foundation could not be properly renovated and opened for public as a part of Keshmarag tourist trail. Only archaeological finds and photos may be found in the Museum of Keshmarag, and they suggest that the monument is hidden beneath the steep, grassy hill above the railway line opposite the station. The second one was the Sand Cross settlement, which stretched on the right bank of the Poprad River. This is where the name of the settlement, Settlement of the Fishermen, originates from. Its inhabitants belong to the original Slavonic population. A church belonging to the settlement was built in the early 13th century, replacing an old wooden chapel. Nowadays, Keshmarag visitors may admire this spectacular monument in the center of the town. We'll talk about it later. In the early 13th century, after the Hussites' invasion, German colonists settled down between the Poprad and Lubica rivers. In the area of where today a castle stands, they founded a village with the St. Elizabeth Church. The first report about this church dates back to 1251. Foundations of the church have been discovered during archaeological research carried out in the castle's courtyard between 1964 to 1967. Apart from the church foundations, a graveyard and the foundations of a medieval cloister from 1190 have been discovered too. Currently, these foundations may also be seen in the castle courtyard beneath the preserved foundations of the St. Elizabeth Church. The stone of the church were later used for building the future castle in 1463. In 1269, German settlers received town privileges from the sovereign Bela IV. And thereafter, all three settlements were joined into a single urban area, Keshmarag. The town was also allocated its municipal borders, which stretched up to the High Tatra Mountains, the area of the Green Mountain and White Water. Our famous historian, Dr. Nora Berathova, succeeded to collect up to 230 variations of the name, toponyms, of Keshmarag. Most often, the name of the town is wrongly associated with the cheese market plus markt, from a German word Käse for cheese and markt for market. Keshmarag inhabitants were given various rights and privileges, that is, the right of free choice of mayor, the right to organize markets, to bury the dead in the parish church, and the right to use the donated land. The 14th century was a period of unprecedented prosperity for Keshmarag. Thanks to bountiful economic and cultural contacts with adjacent Poland, Krakow especially, Kaczmarek inhabitants began to study at Krakow University. The privilege of 1480 declaring Kaczmarek a free royal town showed up the importance of the town. In the late 14th century, Kaczmarek and Lewocza ranked among the most prominent towns in the Spiš region. The 15th century brought other economic and political privileges to the town. The right of free fishing in 1411, the right for logging, the right for two annual markets in 1419, the right of storage in 1435, the right of sword in 1438, the right of using the coat of arms in 1463, etc. It was also the advantageous location of the town that allowed it to develop further due to the existence of many prominent trade routes which led from the Orient to the northern Europe. In 1433, the Hussites invaded the town. They occupied the church with the parish of St. Michael and invaded the surrounding areas. Before leaving, they sacked and burned down the town. Following the Hussites' withdrawal, the Spiš district administrator, John from Perim, ordained that the St. Michael church with its parish be battered down. King Sigismund still considered Kaczmarek a strategic town in Hungary, despite its poor situation. Kaczmarek inhabitants took advantage of this situation and asked the king to confirm all the existing rights that allegedly had been destroyed by a fire. Unjustly, their request included also the confirmation of the right of storage. It means that traders passing through the city had to step in and offer their goods for sale. The goods passing through Kaczmarek, whether from Hungary to the northern Poland and Germany, or in the opposite direction, included canvas, cloth, various ores, wine, beer, cereals, raw and worked leather, cheese, fishes, gold products, etc. This right, however, was formally owned by Lewocza only. King Sigismund confirmed all the rights to Kaczmarek inhabitants, including the right of storage, and so, thenceforward, a war lasting for almost 100 years is said to have been waged between Kaczmarek and Lewocza. Of course, such a dispute is long forgotten and is only mentioned as one part of ancient history. Undoubtedly, Kaczmarek in the 15th century was an economically prosperous town, which, on the other hand, also benefited from the turmoil in Hungary. The above-mentioned social unrest relates to the fight for the Hungarian throne between the Polish monarch Vladislav and the widow of the Hungarian king Albert, as well as the Hussite skirmishes, 1441 to 1462. In 1462, King Matthias Corvinus repurchased the town and passed its census to Imrich Zapolski, later Spiš Earl. Kaczmarek thus lost its status of a free royal town and became a town subject to landlords, which influenced its development for a long time. Consequently, there started to arise a series of conflicts among the new landlords, which ended in 1655 after a struggle lasting for almost 200 years, when Emperor Ferdinand III restored and confirmed the old privileges to Kaczmarek citizens, and thus Kaczmarek obtained the title of a free royal town again. The town also rose back from the four anti-imperial uprisings instigated by the Hungarian nobility in the 17th century, led by Stephen Bokskai, Gabriel Bethlen, George Rákóczi, and Imrich Tokoli, a native of Kaczmarek. The uprisings were directed against the absolute power of the Habsburg dynasty. In the beginning of the 18th century, Kaczmarek inhabitants, represented by James Kraj, Martin Lanyi, and Sebastian Topercer, joined the last uprising led by Francis II Rákóczi. On December 16, 1709, the imperial marshal Heister ordained an execution of these men as a warning. Even today, some Kaczmarek citizens recognize the place of their execution as the Field of Blood Street. The above-mentioned crucial period is described in a very engaging manner by already-mentioned historian Dr. Nora Beratova in her trilogy, Restless City, A Man Walking Behind the Death, and Traitors Are Forgiven. In spite of the fact that Keshmarok was deeply influenced by wars, riots, fires, and epidemics in the incoming years, it gradually started to build its character of an important center of culture, social life, and economic prosperity. The town did not get away from fights concerning the Hungarian Revolution in 1848 to 1849, accompanied by the deployment of Russian troops in this area or fights for speech in the Second World War and the Second World War. Building a railway line running from north to south significantly affected development of the town. It was built on the left bank of the Poprad River, while destroying a relatively large section of the historical St. Michael's Hill, as it has already been mentioned. A railway station was built in 1889 in a style that combines elements of classicism and Art Nouveau. The railway represented further economic development. In the northern part, an industrial zone was being formed and the south started to become a housing district. Industrial output was mainly limited to the textile production, which played an important role. Linen production, drapery, and tanning ranked amongst the traditional crafts, what can be demonstrated by existing street names, for example, Tanning Street. In the early 18th century, traditional products and crafts were still standing strong. Subsequently, however, manufacturing and factory production began to arise and some of the guilds finally disappeared. Factory production regularly changed its assortment. Keshmarok inhabitants supplies the market with cloth, fashion goods, cheese, smoked meat products, furniture, wood, and vegetables. Keshmarok was famous for its canvas, embroidery, goat cheese, and speech sausages. Keshmarok products were popular all over Hungary. In the town, there existed several enterprises which were also well known in the world. In particular, it was the Wien Flax Weaving Mill, established in 1884. The enterprise produced tablecloths, towels, dishcloths, carpets, bed linen, handkerchiefs, and linen products. A mechanical spinning mill and a flax looms were established in Keshmarok in 1860. It was the first flax factory, not only in Slovakia but also in Hungary. Another factory, the Spichlinen and Pamuk Bleaching House, founded in 1880, deserved its leadership in Hungary. It was 12 years later when the art embroidery fabric Schickedanz was founded in the interior of the Keshmarok Castle, producing women's blouses of embroidered linen, batiste, silk and wool, embroidered dresses, lingerie, decorative pillows, etc. Artistic embroidery goods were also popular abroad. Other important companies should be mentioned. The Drapery Factory, founded in 1901, Keshmarok Enterprise, featured distillery, Keshmarok Electricity Company, founded in 1894. It belongs to the oldest Hungarian power stations. Glesinger, a steam sawmill and timber yard, founded in 1895. The first Spiš oil refinery, 1906. The first Spiš Carpathian sheep cheese company, 1850. Mise Vincent Brewery, second half of the 19th century. Paul Sauter Printing Office, 1880. Education and culture also have a rich tradition in the town. Although the first reports about the school come from the second half of the 14th century, it is expected that the school had existed already a century earlier. We'll talk later about a famous learning center, a comprehensive school. The castle became the center of cultural activity of higher social classes. From the end of the 16th century, philosophical discussions took place in the castle. Moreover, painting and music were flourishing there too. In the 19th and 20th century, there existed about 11 printing houses in the town. One of the most famous was the family Sauter Printer, 1880 to 1944, publishing books, but also magazines and postcards. Also, a well-known weekly paper, Carpathian Post, from 1880 to 1942, which is a major source of information about the history of Keshmarok and its surroundings for many scholars. Activities of various Keshmarok associations were also abundant. The oldest one was the Keshmarok Shooting Association, established in 1510. In 1867, the Association of Speech Physicians and Pharmacists was established. In 1873, the Hungarian Carpathian Association was established. the first tourist environmental protection organization in Hungary and the 8th one of its kind in the whole world. The town became famous thanks to many famous people. When discussing medicine, for example, it was Christian Augustini ab Hortis, the private doctor of the Emperor Ferdinand II. Another one was Daniel Fischer, founder of forensics medicine in Hungary. Wojtek Alexander, founder of Hungarian radiology. George Buchholz Jr., the author of the first cave map of Slovakia, and the author of the High Tatras Panorama, a member of various foreign associations, Thomas Mauchs, and many others. In 1851, 4,391 people lived in Kaszmarok. By 1938, the number rose to 7,360. During and after World War II, German citizens left the town, so consequently, in 1945, it had 5,469 citizens. But nowadays, the population of Kaszmarok is 17,000. The following nationalities live in Kaszmarok and its surroundings: Slovak, Roma, German, Czech, Ruthenian, Hungarian, and Polish. Roman Catholic, Protestant, Greek Catholic, and Baptist religions are predominant. At first sight, today the compactly built historic center of the town with the charming silhouette of the High Tatras in the background came through an intricate architectural evolution. We have to take into account the fact that the town originated on marshy ground, which inevitably influenced its urban development. Following the arrival of German colonists in the late 13th century, it took the land inhabited by locals and earlier migrants. The 15th century was characterized by a flourishing economy which affected the town's development as well. At the beginning of the 16th century, the period of Gothic era ends, which is characterized by the dominant buildings. It is the town hall, the Kaszmarok Castle, and the St. Cross Church. Massive fortification and the residential town's area had gradually filled up with Gothic houses. The 11th century, the Baroque period, altered the urban ground plan by erecting several buildings in the suburbs. The articulated wooden church, the high school building, the Madonna's Visitation Church, the town hall superstructure, and the redoubt. In the 19th century, all the vacant areas of the town saw construction. At the turn of the century, many school buildings located at the edge of the historic town center were built. The 20th century was characterized by the process of redevelopment. The absence of basic maintenance and unused courtyard tracks of the townhouses in the center of the town caused their gradual deterioration. However, modern housing was moved outside the town center. Kaszmarok is a town of historical spirit, but also with a huge current potential. Rich and varied history of the town, combined with the prosperous geographical location near the national parks and thermal pools, maintaining national traditions, folk music and dance, plenty of accommodation and catering facilities, a very good school equipment, they all constitute Kaszmarok's strengths and advantages considered for long-term planning of tourism development in the region. Our aim is to fully meet the tourist expectations. Our motto is, be always welcome, dear tourists coming to Kaszmarok in good faith.